This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. What is our purpose for being together with you? In this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is to go through the stories and talk about the people who have made big news this week. Our intention is to inform you. When I say our intention, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, and he is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. So this week, there's always something happening that's big. Excuse me. I was sort of, we'll go through the list here, and I will, you're always surprised by some of my observations. I want to talk about John McLaughlin once I get my voice back.
Are you okay?
Which I will work
did you,
on.
Did you swallow a muffin?
I swallowed a cherry, as a matter of fact. Before on the air. Yes. And I don't think the seed didn't go down with it, but it's
very unwise to eat or drink before one speaks.
Really? Write that down. Michael Harrison says, don't speak. My mother used to tell me, don't talk with food in your mouth.
No, but that's sort of like one of the rules of radio, and the more seasoned a radio broadcaster is, the less they adhere to that, and the more they succumb to it.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for referring to me as seasoned anyway. I guess that probably is how it works here. I am somewhat seasoned. Not long on the tooth, just seasoned. All right, so let's take a swing at these stories and then the people, please, Michael.
All right, we have at number 10, Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the death of broadcaster and political commentator and moderator John McLaughlin. At number 8, we have the New York City imam murder. At number 7, we have the conviction of the Muslim cleric, and that's tied with the Burkini controversy. At number 6, Louisiana floods and California wildfires. At number 5, we have the story about Aetna to exit the Obamacare exchanges. At number 4, we have Syrian military action, the battle for Aleppo, Russian military involvement there. We have the Rio Olympics and the swimmers detained at number 3. At number 2, the Milwaukee police shooting and the problems that have erupted there. And at number 1, a mammoth topic, the presidential race. The most talked about people, John McLaughlin at number 10. Number 9, Maulana Al-Din Akonji. At number 8, Azim Shudare. Vladimir Putin at 7, Ryan Lochte at 6, 5 is Bill Clinton and Paul Ryan. Number 4, Stephen K. Bannon. At number 3, Barack Obama, 2, Hillary Clinton, number 1, Donald Trump. And for those who say, who's Stephen K. Bannon? He is the former head of the Breitbart news agency and a serious XM satellite
radio. I think he's still
working
for him. Yeah. I think he's, still connected.
I think he's on leave now.
What's the, isn't it interesting, however, from that perspective, to have somebody who's from such a far-right organization working with someone who is not right at all? I don't mean right correct. I mean right of center. He brings in Pence to sort of fill that void, and now this guy Bannon. But his true stripes are nowhere close to where these two guys come from.
What they have in common is a common goal of focusing on what they claim are the weaknesses of Hillary Clinton.
Ah.
The Breitbart news agency and Stephen K. Bannon have been on the forefront of the anti-Hillary, many conspiracies about her. The big conspiracy about Hillary right now that they all share an interest in is her health issues. Mm. And, of course, Benghazi, rumors.
Isn't there a posting, Dr. Drew posted something about Hillary's health on Facebook, I believe, this week. It's mm-hmm. the stuff that's gone viral all over the place.
Yeah, and they're resurrecting some of the old stories, you know, trying to make people think that perhaps she was involved in various and sundry murders.
Right. Vince Foster, he's dead because Hillary and Bill killed him.
Yep.
And the guy who leaked the WikiLeaks stuff from the DNC got shot in the back. Hillary pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Every night, Hillary goes out in her dark cloak
right.
outfit.
Yeah.
She has the ability to fly like a bat.
I know.
And
she wears a hoodie, too.
She wears a hoodie, and she has all kinds of nefarious weapons.
Yes.
By which she can cut a person to shreds
right.
in the
Dispatch.
Dark of night.
Yes. Into the night. Remember how was it? What was that from Zorro? Out in the night when the full moon is bright.
Into the night, and the full moon rides a horseman named Zorro. and then he whistles for his faithful horse, Toronado.
Yes. Right.
And then Toronado. Toronado, my faithful horse.
Yes.
After he jumps over the fence and escapes the hapless Sergeant Garcia.
Yes.
And all of his henchmen.
Yep.
I love that show. I love Zorro.
Great show.
I love Zorro, but I think the Disney version with Guy Williams.
Madison.
Guy Madison?
Was it Guy Madison or Guy
Williams?
Was
either Guy Madison or
Guy
Williams?
No, Guy Madison was the cowboy guy.
Right, Guy Williams.
Guy Williams. Guy Williams was later with Lassie's mother, June Lockhart. In that
Lost
space.
In space.
Yeah, right, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Zorro.
And then you and I were later than that with June Lockhart, but that's another story.
Yes, we were.
And I'm not making fun, ladies and gentlemen.
She was very
Doug Steffen and I were good friends with June Lockhart at one point many years ago. Nice lady.
I met her at she'd come to Cincinnati. This is a story and a half. She'd come to Cincinnati to speak, and I was doing afternoons. I just started doing the Good Day program, and I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati on WCKY. And she came to speak at some event, and I was there, and she wanted to meet me. And so I met her, and we went to dinner, and we became friends.
Yeah.
And then I brought her to one of the talk host things. She was very interested in talk radio, and got her to come to one of the events, and she was like, never did she miss another one.
No, she was a media freak.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, real, a news junkie and a media freak.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And but, I lost touch with her. I think she's still alive, but...
I hope so.
She actually lived right up the street from me in Santa Monica, and I never... stop to see her. I should probably do that. But she'd
check her out
pretty well along.
Yeah,
anyway.
But that Zorro show was wonderful. And you know, Zorro was the prototype for Batman.
Yes.
You know, and what Batman and Zorro had two things in common that no other superheroes had, and that was they didn't have superpowers. They had super courage and intellect and gymnastic skills.
There we go. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Michael's all right.
I love that stuff.
In a moment, we're going to get to Donald Trump and his regrets. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 14 past the hour.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy. Lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866- 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all the trending stories that are there. John McLaughlin was a fellow, for whatever the reason, I think I only came across him a couple of times in my career. You may have as well, Michael, more than that. I think that it would have been, I would have been thrilled had he come to one of your conventions, one of our conventions. He was the kind of a guy who just, there was something about him that spirited interest, whether it was his intellect, just his mannerism. When you talk to younger people, they don't even know who he is. Nobody knows.
Well, he was, you know, he wasn't on the kind of shows, his journalism and his show, you know, his well-known
he was a priest.
Discussion. Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a priest before he got into media.
I know that he was very, very defined. His personality.
Yes,
was
that's
kind
a
of
great way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah, his extreme. And he was even. Didn't they make parody him on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I think. And it would be, you know, he'd ask a question like if you were on the show, he'd go, "So, Doug, what do you think about the economy?" Mm-hmm. And you'd say, "Well, the economy is in trouble." Wrong! Wrong!
Wrong! Best in breath.
So what's going to happen to that show? You should be asking me that. His public broadcasting show with Eleanor Clift and...
Well, those people are getting pretty long in the tooth, too. I watched it recently. I couldn't believe how both Buchanan...
You said that.
And Eleanor Clift have aged. So is there a new crew? Could you take that idea? I'd like to actually do that. That'd be a good show for me to do.
Why don't you call them and tell them you're ready to do it so that those... Long in the teeth, people could have a new, fresh, young host like you.
Yeah, there you go. I think all of that stuff takes contacts and connections. Don't you, even in this day and age, do you think these people that people always ask, well, how do guys get radio gigs? How do women get TV gigs? How do people move into that
world?
It's
easy for women to get TV gigs at Fox.
Yeah, it is, even though Ailes is gone.
Well, yeah, now they're going to have to do it the old way.
Right, yeah. We have actually five people who are talented and not...
I am kidding, folks. You know?
I'm not.
I'm just making a feeble attempt at being satirical here.
Yes. The side story on Roger Ailes this week is that he's advising Trump. We were talking about this guy, Stephen Bannon, but apparently Ailes has been enlisted for whatever the reason.
And Bannon and Ailes are not buddies, because one of the things that Breitbart has been doing is competing against Fox.
Yeah.
So so you're talking about the head of Breitbart and the head of Fox, two competitors who don't like each other's styles, at least behind the scenes. I've heard that from people that are reliable sources. They're now going to be working together for the mutual goal of getting Trump elected, or I would say more, the mutual goal of keeping Hillary from being elected.
Maybe. That's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? Huh?
Well, isn't that what this election is about?
It's negative rather than positive.
Yeah, most of the people for Hillary are really not, they don't love Hillary, they hate Trump. And most of the people who are for Trump, they don't love Trump, they just hate Hillary.
What a shame.
It's horrible.
Isn't that an awful way to deal with reality? Let's go blow up the world because we don't like this guy. 21 past the hour on the countdown with Michael and Doug.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio are here with a discussion from Michael Harrison's point of view. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And Doug Steffen, yeah, we do get sidetracked sometimes because there are a lot of sort of side stories. But I love number seven having to do with the burkini. Connor, did you see pictures of some of those ladies?
Yeah, they're
in their burkinis?
They're very different than the kind of bikinis
they
see in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, right, exactly. But wasn't this perfect for this sort of silly, this is a relief sort of thing around all the other Muslim things that seem to be so negative, the imam's murder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, this is negative, too, the fact that these women are going to the beach in places where they're not terrorists, they're not even foreigners, and they're wearing the traditional coverings of the religion. And it starts fights.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. It's
in other words, it's not funny.
How do people get into a point where they... I mean, think about it.
Back in World War II, there were people that would walk down the street. I heard these stories. They're probably true. And if they saw a German shepherd, they'd kick it.
Well, are we at war with Islam or are we at war
with
Daesh?
We're at war with a certain faction of people that cloak themselves under the umbrella.
Are we at war with people or an idea?
Well, we're at war with people.
Who have an idea.
Well, I don't know whether or not any...
But do they really
people,
have an idea?
I don't know whether any two people within each faction have the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't even know what the heck they're fighting for. Come on. Knowing what you're fighting for, if people knew what they were fighting for, half the wars of the world wouldn't happen.
This is really, I think, at the heart and soul. You notice that in Baton Rouge and these areas north of New Orleans where the floods took place this week, it kind of reminded me of what happened after the end of September, at September 11th, when everybody got along. There was no fighting, fussing. The white people are saving the black people. Black people are saving the white people, helping at every turn. Like, there was no skin color. Like, there was nothing that separated them. They all had one common problem, and that was they were losing their homes. The flood was ruining their city. They didn't have outside help, so they counted on each other. to help themselves through the problem. This is number six this week on the countdown. And it is a fabulous example of what happens when you become colorblind, or you really find out how important this that stuff. The point I'm trying to make here is that all of these artificial things that come up about people that we don't like for whatever the reason, they all get washed away, pardon the pun, when there's a real problem that needs to be dealt with. Because these problems are made-up problems.
Yeah, or a common enemy. And a lot of these problems are made up to create a false common enemy so that politicians can wield power over their people.
Right. And they can pay off the people who support them in the military-industrial complex.
Certainly is an issue.
Yeah, it certainly is an issue. How many people on the radio actually talk about it, or are they beholden to those interests because in a lot of circumstances they help pay for the program being on the air?
Or they're radically against it, not understanding the nature of the human nature.
Yep.
In other words, there's always going to be a little bit of collusion. There's always going to be a little bit of a greed factor. There's always going to be politics. There's always going to be greasing the skids. Corruption, you know, a little bit of corruption sometimes keeps the machine going.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'd want to live in a world that was totally pure. So a lot of the people that are out there on the front line of telling it like it is are as, you know, irrational about the truth as the people they're fighting against are irrational about lies.
All right. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, more reference to some of the big items in the story list and the people as well. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now 34 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find out more about what's going on in the entire world, the broad spectrum of talk television, radio, at talkers.com. So you have, on Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, explain what people will see or hear when they go there and they ratchet up, let's say, Talkers Radio. That's where the American Family Farmer started. It's sort of a hatchery for new program ideas, is it not?
Yeah, it's experimental theater. It's an experimental radio station with shows that are either too new, unproven, or far out to start on AM and FM radio. Mm-hmm. And many of the shows that have been there have gone on to successful careers, you know, or lives on AM and FM radio, such as mm-hmm. the Farmer Show. So at Talkers.com, there's Talkers Radio. Our friend Alan Combs has a great show there now called Healed Planet. Alan Combs of Fox News Channel and Fox News Radio, who is a
great
liberal,
radio host,
a liberal political talker. Well, he has his whole side. He enjoys parapsychology and
as do you and I.
Yes, and so he does a show about that, which you know people don't know him for. And you did the Farm Show. People didn't really know you for agriculture, and now that show is off and running. And there's a number of others, so it's kind of fun. And as far as Talkers Television, it's basically video of our events, interviews, our conventions, things of that nature. You know, the website, Talkers.com, really is a 24/7 media station. You can read it. You can look at pictures on it. You could watch videos on it or listen to audio. It's amazing what the Internet can do under one umbrella, one platform, one brand.
Really is how we look back and we sort of chuckle at the 25 years Talkers Magazine has been in existence. And I think about my career and your career and how things have changed technologically, if nothing else. I think there are a lot of things that haven't changed much in terms of discussion, what turns people on. But the way we get to all of that and the way that it gets distributed or disseminated is radically different from when we were kids.
Totally. I mean, just, for example, that interview that I did with Rush Limbaugh for one of the early issues of Talkers when it was just a print publication.
Right.
I never thought that it would someday pop up back in or on Talkers as a radio show.
Right.
that the tape that I ran, the cassette that I recorded off of the telephone when I was talking to him, would be a fascinating radio show on the same platform, Talkers,
right.
26 years later. We're now in our 27th year of publishing Talkers, which I find to be amazing. I figured I would do it for about 7 months. You know, I never would have dreamt it would go this long.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the countdown. The stories. Number three this week, the Rio Olympics. How much a fan were you of the Olympics? And were you surprised the context in which a lot of these discussions took place about the Olympics and our Olympic athletes and stars?
How much of a fan?
Yeah, were you? Did you pay attention? Did you watch? Did you listen?
I have not watched much of the athletic part, which is really the reason it exists. But
right.
I've been following the politics of it. As you know, I have somebody in my family. I have a sister who lives right in the middle of it all at Copacabana Beach, and she's been telling me behind the scenes stories of the political and sociological and economic.
Right, so then that's important for us. We should hear some of that because that's what we're all about here, behind the scenes stories.
Yeah, well, it's worse than the media is saying. That's the point.
Worse in which way?
On every level. The corruption in Brazil behind the money that's been made by small factions is worse than it's being said. The negative feeling about the Olympics, the empty stadiums by the Brazilian population who feel they've been duped and that this is all, taking from their commonwealth for corruption is greater than has been indicated. And the crime and police ineptness and military ineptness and collusion with criminals that's taking place in Rio is far worse than is being displayed in the media.
You know, one of the things that I said on the air about this was in comparing Rio or Brazil to other South American countries or to countries generally speaking that are not as sophisticated as are we. So I say that because I've been fortunate enough to travel around the world, and I find that bureaucracy is so simplistic and the people are so uneducated and simple. I mean, I think that's the way that I would best describe these people. Are simple, simplistic in their thinking. I mean, the fact that this foolishness went on with Ryan Lochte and all this other, did he break a window? What were they doing? The way it was handled, like it was a federal case, it was, nonsensical. But that's the way in simple countries, oftentimes, where there isn't great education, people are used to authority. You find this in the Caribbean a lot. Central America, where people just defer to authority because it's authority. That's it. They don't question it. The fact that in Turkey, to move over there for a bit with the attempt at a coup and how it was put down, it was pretty much started the same as the Egyptian coup by social media. And then the president may have been behind it. Who knows who was really behind it to get, stronger control. But the way they've handled these 38,000 people who are detained, it's the simplicity of what they charge them with and what people will buy into. Yeah, that's what it is, I think. The lack of education, Michael.
And you don't think that there's a great element of that in the United States? I mean, they're simple and we're sophisticated.
We're more sophisticated than they are.
Some of us are.
We're becoming more like what some of these second world countries are like because our educational system is so bad.
Well, if you have an uneducated public, if you have a corrupt just a corrupt press, and a corrupt government,
both of them, all of these things, yeah,
you got some big problems.
We're no better than a third world country in many respects. We aren't.
I think we face the same problems they do because we're all humans.
Yeah. Well, is that it? Is that the human? Is it the we leave it to the human condition?
Well, the biggest mistake you can make is to buy into the notion that there are superior breeds of humans than others.
Right.
And that's when you have a problem. The fact is all humans are subject to hatred. All humans are subject to ignorance, bias, manipulation, greed. It's just different cultures have it under control in different ways. But it must constantly be maintained, and there has to be vigilance in keeping ourselves collectively on the right track, thinking clearly, having ethics, loving each other, looking to the future.
But we don't have that.
No. Well, we have a little bit of it, but we don't have enough of it.
Yeah, right. And who are we to say that there isn't enough of it around? Some people may think there's plenty because they like what's going on.
Well, exactly. It's whose shoes are you standing in?
Uh-huh.
And does the corruption, does the injustice,
you
does the ignorance
the
benefit you?
Yeah,
bingo.
Right. Yeah, right. If you're Monsanto, or if you're if you're an arms manufacturer, or you know any of these other people that benefit from close ties to those who are in charge so they can get away with whatever it is they want to get away with and not have any repercussions, then you love what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person, when they wake up and figure that we're being had by the military-industrial complex or the equivalent of it over in the food department, you think to yourself, how does it get this bad? It gets this bad because there's so much corruption, and there's so much corruption because there's so much money, and there's so much money because we have a vicious circle go around, around, around. We let leaders corrupt us into thinking that we ought to go to war against Iraq, or we ought to stay in Afghanistan, or we ought to go to North Vietnam, or we ought to be in Korea, that kind of stuff. We're reinventing this and making bigger mistakes all the time so that the last mistake doesn't look anywhere near as bad as the present mistake. And there aren't any comparatives in school, so we all walk around fat, dumb, and happy, with the emphasis on fat and dumb. How's that for being cynical? 43.
Yeah, it doesn't bring happiness.
No, okay. So we'll finish the happy talk in a few moments as the countdown continues. Talk Radio Countdown Show in the People Department. Always fascinating to see through the research what names pop up, because there are some names that have been there for, it seems like, forever and ever and ever, and then there are some new names. The passing of John McLaughlin, the host of the McLaughlin Show on PBS and MSNBC. He was 89, died of cancer. That was one that attracted attention, because most people who listened to this format for a long time have come upon McLaughlin in one way or another. Other names on the people list, Vladimir Putin, what can you say about him? Ryan Lochte and all of that silly stuff going on down in Brazil. Bill Clinton is on the list this week. Paul Ryan is on the list. Stephen Bannon, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. All right, so are there any surprises there? I guess maybe Bannon, because of his connection to the Trump campaign and the unusual background he has at Breitbart, doesn't seem to make you think he'd be a fit. So that's what the people's list is at talkers.com. 43 after the hour.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents, plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now let's review the stories this week that are an important play. At number 10, the usual sports talk radio, Major League Baseball and football, as the football teams are having their practice sessions and pre-league games, preseason games. The passing of John McLaughlin, number 9. The murder of the imam in New York, number 8. More Muslim focused activity, including the Burkini controversy, at number 7. Number 6, the floods connected to the wildfires. There is no connection other than they are disasters, and so they come in at number 6. Aetna leaving Obamacare, number 5, the insurance company. Number 4, the Russian military battling it out in the Middle East and going to Iran to park their planes. The Rio Olympics, number 3. Police shooting in Milwaukee, number 2, and the presidential race, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we spend this hour talking about some of the people that have been found on the list to be the important discussion topics, the relevant discussion about the people and what goes on in our society, what makes for great talk. Have you ever gotten into the head of somebody who produces talk radio programs to find out what it is that motivates people to go on a radio program and talk, or a television program and talk about an issue?
Ego. My wife Bernadette just wrote a book called Yappy Days.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes with newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers. Her 26 years as a producer of big time talk radio back in its golden days from the early 80s until the early 2000s. And it's a great book. It's at Amazon.com, folks.
Right.
Yappy Days, Bernadette Duncan.
Yep. And you can see there's a, I think you have an up close and personal, I mean, up close and far out with her as well.
UpCloseAndFarOut.com.
Yeah,
folks.
And, well, people who like the format are interested in how she really helped put together a lot of the best radio programs that have ever been on the air.
Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood. Oh, yeah. She's the real deal. It's a great book. I sound biased, but I wouldn't have been involved in it.
But it is.
Well, you read it. Do you like it?
I'm not finished with it yet, but I'm fascinated with these people. These are all people who are my contemporaries and characters that I've come across myself. And, you know, you hear all the dirt about Larry King. You know, is it really true? Is he really the way that he's projected to be? And in some cases, the answer to that is yes. In other cases, no.
Well, this book tells all. I mean, it's pretty candid.
Yeah, that's why I like it. That's why it's good.
Thank you.
Michael Harrison, here at 10 minutes before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And it continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official attorney for the Countdown program. He comes every week to review some of the items that are in the story list to bring us the legal ramifications of those. He also has a site called Scamicide. Scamicide.com helps people who are engrossed or enmeshed in problems because they haven't taken the responsibility to protect themselves. And so if you've been scammed, sometimes people who have been able to, they've tried to protect themselves, still haven't been able to. So you can follow the various patterns of the scammers and find out how to get around them by going to scamicide.com. Okay, so the swimmers that have been detained, the legal system, I've been trying to explain this on the air the following way, Steve. I basically refer to the legal system in this country and other countries like it as being simple. The folks are simple-minded, and the things that happen are simply stupid because they aren't very bright themselves. How close am I to reality, do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When in my days as a trial attorney, I used to argue to the juries, I used to say, I felt about our system of justice like Winston Churchill felt about democracy. He said democracy was the worst form of government on the face of the earth, except for all of the others.
Impressive,
and
right.
So, yeah, I mean, by and large, in this country, we've got a flawed system of justice, but it really is pretty good. With Brazil, I kind of find this interesting where during the week of the Olympics, there were 59 shootings, but the attention of law enforcement is on Brian Lochte, or as Donald right. Trump would probably call him, lying Brian Lochte, Ryan Lochte. So, they lied about it. There was a security guard with a gun. It is a matter of public relations down there, but it really doesn't merit all of this attention that the legal system is giving to it down there.
No. And you find a lot of these things happening. There's the simplicity of how people think because of the poor educational systems. And then I start thinking, Michael Harrison pointed out how corrupt our educational system is and how simple
we're becoming when it comes to some of these things, which is pretty dangerous when you...
Well, right, let me tell you a great thing about the Brazilian educational system. It was horrendous. And so they decided that one of the things that they needed to do was get into the internet and computer age. So ahead of many countries, the youngest of kids become computer educated. They are really, really knowledgeable about these things. And hence, Brazil has become one of the foremost areas of cybercrime, as even drug lords will recruit these kids to either help them with their cybercrimes and money laundering, or they'll kill their parents. So you get an educational system, and then it gets abused by organized crime down there.
Next, number five this week has to do with Aetna pulling out of Obamacare. Their legal ramifications go to the Justice Department. Aetna was trying to merge with one of the other the big insurance companies. I can't remember which one. But they were not successful. And so Aetna said, look, if we don't merge, we can't keep doing this. And the Justice Department said, well, you can't merge. And they said, okay, kiss my you-know-what. We're leaving, I think, at all, maybe four states they're staying in. And so you wonder sometimes about how these various legal entanglements of various bureaucracies get in the way of progress.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, one of the things with antitrust law is it's necessary because companies can abuse the public. We've seen this very much before. But it is also important to note that just because a company is large, has a big amount of share of the particular service they're doing, it's only an antitrust violation when consumers are harmed. Now, whether it was the situation here, I don't know, but you're right. You know, the coordination between departments is something that is a real mess in the law. I'll tell you, in estate planning law, we even have a type of trust we call an intentionally defective trust. And that's because the income tax laws and the estate and gift tax laws don't mesh. So you can do something that is positive and allowed for estate taxes, but not for income taxes. So, you go back to the complications of these systems, and sometimes missing the intent can create more problems than they're solving.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law and college professor here on The Countdown with his overview. Don't forget to check out his website, which is so helpful to so many people, called scamicide.com, with obvious implications from the title of what you can find out when you go there. Steve Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.